The Ewan Grant Podcast, the Limestone Coast Triple M.
G'day, it's Ewan. Welcome to the Ewan Grant Podcast and welcome to everyone joining me on the Listener app. A regional COVID-19 support grant for the Lower Southeast has been introduced for impacted businesses in the local government areas of the City of Mount Gambier, the District Council of Grant, the Wattle Range Council, and Troy Bell is going to stop by to talk about the government support and, of course, COVID-19. Zoe Simpson is a Limestone Coast local that has been named as a South Australian Young Australian of the Year finalist. We're going to talk to her in moments. And after 40 years standing centre stage at the heart of the city, the Sir Robert Heltman Theatre is gearing up for a makeover. A draft plan is going to be launched Wednesday night and you're going to get to check it out. Frank Morello has all the details. But let's get things underway. Talking government grants, targeting tourism and hospitality businesses, grants of $3,000 for eligible employing businesses and $1,000 for non-employing businesses will be available. Now, I'm paraphrasing here, but last Monday, the Commissioner of Police in South Australia said, if you are in Mount Gambier, leave. And if you are planning on going to Mount Gambier, do not come. This was as we started 7 days of restrictions in the Limestone Coast. Towards the end of the week, the government decided they would help some of the businesses that were devastated as a result of those comments. The member for Mount Gambier, Troy Bell, joins me on the line for a chat. Troy, good morning.
Good morning, Ewan. Good morning, listeners.
Mate, is it good news that the government has stumped up some cash to help businesses in the Limestone Coast?
It is, but it's a bit like the fire brigade setting a house on fire and then grabbing a garden hose to put it out. You know, there's a lot of damage. I know a lot of businesses that are out of pocket $10,000, $20,000. So whilst the offer of between $1,000 and $3,000 is welcome, there are a large number of businesses, particularly in the accommodation sector, that are severely impacted. And the COVID reality is, as we open international borders, COVID is coming. You look at Singapore, you look at the UK. As soon as international borders are opened, COVID sweeps through. So, I guess, in some ways, what they've done is buy themselves time that people who want to get vaccinated. And my message is, if you're sitting on the fence, you should seriously consider getting vaccinated. Mm. So it's bought time for that. But if we look at the models around the world, COVID is coming, and lockdowns are a very blunt instrument. We've got to get better at how we live with this and manage it, because it's not going away.
Yeah, but lockdown has given us time to plan more than anything else, hasn't it?
That's how I see it, yeah. And that's just my personal opinion. Others will have their own opinion. But it's given us time. I guess, thinking about it locally, I really pushed the government to make sure there was some compensation package in there. There's a few reports coming through that it's so onerous to apply that a few have pretty much given up. So I'm looking at that this week on just how we can make that easier. But I think the more important thing now is that the government actually supports the Lower Southeast, in particular Mount Gambier, because our name was used quite a lot, that We need to get people coming back to Mount Gambier, and that reputational damage that, could be argued has occurred needs to be restored in some way. And what I'm calling on is a special round of the Great State Vouchers. These were vouchers where if you wanted to go and visit Adelaide, they'd give you $100 to use in an accommodation provider up there, or an experience, something to go along to. And $50 for regions. Well, I'm asking the government for a special round of $100 for Mount Gambier and surrounds, Panola and Millicent, who are in the local government areas that were caught up in this, to really promote people coming back to Mount Gambier and support our accommodation providers and try and get them back on their feet.
It's all about getting tourism back in the Limestone Coast. And if we get people visiting and we can get them staying an extra day, it means a whole lot for our local economy.
That's right. That money doesn't just go to the accommodation providers. It trickles through our hospitality, our pubs, of course, our retail outlets. So it has a really good flow on benefit. And the first thing is, let's get people back and let's promote the Lower South East as a great place to bring your family.
Now, Troy, I don't want to barrage your office with a whole heap of businesses knocking on your door, but if people are having trouble putting together the forms to apply for the $3,000, are they able to reach out and go, please help?
Absolutely. That's what we're there for. And, we're helping a lot of people at the moment. So I hope Denise, Trav and Kate and Bailey at the front desk don't mind, but, give us a call and they'll certainly be helping you out.
Troy, we'll catch up over the next couple of days. We'll talk some more.
Thanks, Ewan. Have a great day.
If you're in business in the Limestone Coast and you are struggling to fill out those forms, give Troy Bell's office a call and they will be able to help you out. Now, the Mount Gambier Hay Run. Usually I catch up with Adam Smith to talk all about it, but it was the brainchild of a young lady here in the Limestone Coast, and she joins me on the line because she has become a finalist in the SA Young Australian of the Year Awards. Zoe Simpson is her name. Zoe, how did the idea of the Mount Gambier Hay Run become a reality?
Yep, so back in 2019, I seen another young lady, same age as me at the time, which I was 16. She organised a little hay run not too far away from her small town. And that really inspired me because I've always wanted to help, because I've always seen how the farmers have struggled with drought or bushfires. And, yeah, she really inspired me to do something about it.
And Zoe, how did the concept go from, I suppose, a thought in your head to something that was an outstanding success?
So I messaged my dad and asked him, like, what is his thoughts about it? And he said, anything, you can do anything if you believe about it. So he then messaged Adam Smith, and yeah, it just grew from there. It was absolutely crazy.
Now, Zoe, as a result of that idea, you have been nominated as a finalist for the Young Australian of the Year Awards for SA. How cool is that?
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm so honoured to be nominated and be recognised by such a big group of people in SA.
Hey, Zoe, how did you find out about the nomination and could you believe it?
I got an email from them saying I was one of 140 that were nominated. When I found out, I was very gobsmacked to be nominated for such a big thing. But yeah, I'm absolutely amazed.
And Zoe, you've gone a step further. You're now one in four for this state-based award. How cool is that?
Oh, it's amazing. Yeah, so honoured to be able to receive this and super excited to go up at the end of the month and, yeah, see how it goes.
So what does happen next, Zoe? Tell us all about it.
So on the 21st, we go up to Adelaide and there's the award ceremony. You can tune in on their website to watch it live.
And Zoe, what's next for the hay runners? I mean, there's always farmers that need help. Are you guys going to organise other events in the next 12 months or so?
Yeah, we're looking to do a couple of runs just locally, so to the farmers that really need it, who's struggling with drought.
Zoe, end of the month, big congratulations to you. No matter what happens against the other four finalists, you've done amazing things for not only the Limestone Coast community, for the state of South Australia and further afield. It's been great to talk to you this morning and hopefully we get the chance to talk about a win in a couple of weeks' time.
Thank you so much.
Zoe Simpson, Limestone Coast, is one of the remarkable young ladies in the Limestone Coast. And how cool is that? She is a finalist of the SA Young Australian of the Year Awards. Now, the Sir Robert Heltman Theatre is about to undergo a transformation. Frank Morello is the man who knows all about it. He joins us for a chat. Frank, g'day.
Hi, Ewan. How are you?
I am sensational. Now, Frank, lovely. Sir Robert Heltman Theatre, huge history in the Limestone Coast, and it's time for a bit of a facelift.
It is, yes, and we're very excited. We're launching the draft master plan for Heltman Theatre, Ewan, and we're very excited because it's been the culmination of 2 years' work, which we started around 2019 with our architectural partners, Grieve Gillette Anderson, and we had a few rounds of community consultation before a slight interruption caused by a small thing called a pandemic slowed the process down a bit. But late last year, we met with our local musicians to hear their views, which is really enlightening and gave us some really good valuable feedback that helped shape this draft plan as well. So now we're keen to share the document and hear the thoughts of our community members as well.
Can people go along to the Sir Robert Helpman and see it in person? And conversely, if they can't go, can they jump online?
Yep, that's absolutely right. Yes, the launch will be at 6 p.m. and we're really encouraging people to come along. We'd love to see the smiling faces. We are keen to share our ideas, but also hear the feedback as well. But also, those who can't come along in person, we're live streaming the event. So people are welcome to click on a YouTube link and watch the event on their device or smart TV in the comfort of their own home. And we'll put that link up on our Facebook page today and also today.
Frank, I am not a performer in any way, shape or form. I have been on the stage of the Sir Robert, though. Why are you looking at doing some upgrades to the theatre?
Yeah, well, you know, Ewan, it's a 40-year-old building. And while it's in pretty good nick, it does need a little love to bring it into this century. So both in respect to disability access, functionality, but also aesthetics as well. And we want this to be a fit-for-purpose building for the next 40 years. Also, the way people interact with art and consume art has changed over the years. So where a 524-seat proscenium arch theatre may have been fine in certain circumstances, in a lot of other circumstances, it's just not. So we need more intimate, flexible spaces that can be used for a variety of purposes, such as cabaret or experimental theatre or interactive theatre or discrete live streams or for breakout rooms for conferences, for example. We just need that flexibility to be able to change configuration to suit a myriad of activities. And, you know, we want the venue to be comfortable and inviting, where people feel inspired to stay back after a show and debrief with their family and friends. At the moment, as I said, it's a 40-year-old building. It can be a bit chilly inside there as well. Those community members who've been to our theatre would attest to that. It can be a bit chilly. We just need to improve the facilities and bring it to today's standard.
6 p.m. tomorrow night is when it's all going to take place. You can join online. You can pop down to the Sir Robert Helpman Theatre and take a look at the draft plan, which is going to be released. And if you'd like to know more details, give the theatre a call. Frank Morello joining us for a chat. That's it for today's podcast. I'll be back on Tuesday for everything Limestone Coast. Don't forget to catch up with everything happening across the Limestone Coast. Make sure you look out for the Mount Gambier Local Guide on Listener. You can catch up with me live on the radio, 6 a.m. weekday mornings on the Limestone Coast 963 Triple M.